Okay, let's review Pesachim Daf Pei Vav. Amar Rav, Gagan Valios Lo Neskachu. Rav says that the rooftops and upper floors of buildings in Yerushalayim and the Azara do not have the same level of Kedusha as the ground level of those locations. So the Gemara has four questions on Rav. First of all, Rav himself said, Kazaisa Pischa Valei Lepaka Igra, that after eating Kazaisa of the Korban Pesach, the rooftops would crack from the sound of Hallel, implying that Korban Pesach was eaten on the roof. The Gemara answers, no, Korban Pesach was eaten on the ground level, and after the meal was over, they'd go up to the roof and say Hallel. Second Kasha is, the Brisa says that the upper story of the Kodesh HaKadoshim was even holier than the Kodesh HaKadoshim itself, in that the Kohen Gadol would enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim once a year in Yom Kippur, but the upper chamber was only checked once every several years to see if it needed repairs. Apparently, even the upper story has Kedusha. So Rav Yosef answers, no, the upper story of the Heichal has Kedusha, since HaKol B'Ksav Miyad Hashem Alei Askil. The design of the Heichal, including the upper stories, was designed by Hashem, so it has full Kedusha. Rav only said that Gagan Valley Yosef, Yerushalayim, and the Azara do not have Kedusha. Third, the Mishnah Maisheni says that Halishchos Habnuyos Bekodesh Psuchos Lechol Tochem Chol Vegagosein Kodesh. The inside of the chambers built in the holy area that open to a non-holy area are not holy, but their rooftops are holy. The Gemara answers these rooftops are level with the floor of the Azara, so they're holy because they're considered the ground level. When they open to the Azara, the inside of these chambers are holy, even though they are below ground, because tunnels below ground are holy if they open to the Azara. And then the final kash is the Brisa says Vegago Kodesh. The roof of the Heichal is holy. So you see, the roof is holy. Gemara answers that the rooftops weren't holy enough to actually eat Kodesh Kodashim or Shacht Kachikalim there, just holy enough to store kalim that were used in construction of the Beis HaMikdash, like the two Amma measuring sticks that were both slightly larger than a real Amma. When the Mishnah says, Ove Achoma Kilifnin, that the top of the wall is considered like inside the wall, implying that even tops of walls are holy, Rav would explain that it's talking about the top of the lower supporting wall, which was even with the ground level of the Ezra's Kohanim. New topic, Zok the Mishnah. Shtei Chabur Shoyochlin two groups are eating a single carbon pasach in the same house. They can each can turn their face away to eat. When the waiter serves the group that he doesn't belong to, he should turn his face away from that group. The Gemara points out that there's a machlokes tanaim, how to understand the pasuk that requires bevayis echad yochal. Rabbi Yehuda holds that yeshem lemesores, the way the word is spelled is primary, and the word is yochal, emphasizing that an individual can only eat it in a single place and cannot change places in the middle. This conforms with our mission. The people registered a single carbon pesach can split into two groups to eat it. Rabbi Shimon holds yeshem lemikra, the pronunciation of the word in the Torah is primary, and therefore the word is yeachel, emphasizing that it, the carbon pesach, must be eaten by everybody in a single place. Once everybody started eating it together, then there's no objection to an individual going somewhere else to finish. So the Gemara records two nafkaminas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. If while they were eating, a mechitza was put up to split them, Rabbi Yehuda would let them continue as long as they stay where they started eating. But Rabbi Shimon wouldn't, because it can't be split into two groups. And the second nafkamina, hayosh nistalka mechitza b'nehem. If they were eating different korbanos pesach, divided by a mechitza, and then the mechitza was removed. Rabbi Shimon lets them continue because it's considered a new place, and he allows eating it in multiple places as long as you maintain your group. Rabbi Yehuda would not allow them to continue eating because it's like moving to a new place. Hakala ofechas paneha. The Mishnah said that a kala, out of embarrassment, can turn her face away from the rest of her group and eat the Korban Pesach, and doesn't have to worry that this gives the impression that she's removing herself from the group. So in this context, the Gemara tells us a story about Rav Huna. When Rav Huna visited Rav Nachman Yitzchak, he identified himself as Rav Huna with his title, because Bal Hashemani, that's what everybody had always called him. When offered to sit on the couch, he immediately sat, because Kol Mashi Yom Lecha Bal Abayis, Asay, you do whatever the host tells you. He immediately accepted an offer of a cup of wine, because Ein Misarven LeGadol, you now let refuse an offer from a great man, and he drank the wine in two gulps, because drinking in one gulp looks gluttonous, and drinking in three gulps looks arrogant. Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi once drank in one gulp because he was offered sweet wine in a small cup and had a big stomach. Rav Huna didn't turn away while drinking, because the Mishnah only says that a kala turns away. The parak concludes with another few rules of meal etiquette. When a group will eat together and the mealtime has arrived, as long as three people are ready to eat, they can ask the waiter to start serving them. When each individual finishes his meal, he can leave, and the waiter will stay to serve those left behind, as long as the waiter knew in advance that they'd finish at different times. Ravina holds that the last guy at the meal has to give the waiter an extra tip, but, v'lesach tzakav say, we don't pass like Ravina, hadran alach, ketzad solvin.